Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, in our imaging on Friday after the Jets win, Curtis, we had our voice guy throw in a miracle season. The miracle season continues, which I didn't veto because it's kind of true. Maybe a little extreme right
miracle.
Now. Miracle. I feel like it's more of a pleasant surprise season right now.
A miracle is that you and I are still here.
Well, that's true. That's true. There are a lot of miracles out there. But if it does continue this way, now 8 in a row and 6 games left, correct?
Do the math, carry the 2, yes.
So you could have a 14-game winning streak going into the postseason?
Exactly 1 week ago right now, I gave you a stat that even knocked your socks off.
They are
3 wins away now from doing something the Patriots have never done without Tom Brady.
That's amazing. And didn't you say first time winning 11 is possible since 2017 or something like that? Or maybe I saw that somewhere.
2019, they won 10?
I'll have to go back and look.
They won their first 9 games. I think they won 11 in 2019.
That's not a miracle, but if you win 15 regular season games, that's kind of a miracle. I mean, you had them down for 10.
But miracle, what is miraculous is how they got here, in that they had you had Vrabel. So you have, let's all go back to the final year of Bill. Total and complete disaster. You fire Bill Belichick, you're mutually agreed to part ways, then tell Charlemagne the God that you fired him, and then write a book killing him, and then do a docuseries burying him. And in the meantime, you hire the guy that kissed your ass and went up the back stairs, and Gerard Mayo. Gerard Mayo is as bad or worse than Bill Belichick's final season. And because of that, you had, after Bill's final year, Drake May sitting in your lap at 3. Then because of Gerard Mayo's brutal year and because of Joe Milton's performance, you're picking 4th and you get your left tackle who, by all accounts, is, you know, going to be there for 10, 15 years.
Quick aside, maybe Mayo sneakily, because you would have taken Jaden Daniels if not for that meaningless loss. Right at the end of the season, which everybody was initially
pissed.
You
and Greg keep mixing these up. Jaden Daniels is the year, Belichick's final year.
Oh, that's Belichick's. But okay, yeah. All right, sorry.
You would have taken Travis Hunter, maybe.
Right,
you would have
taken
the guy, the Carter, the defensive end with the Giants.
My mistake, sorry. Broke your flow.
It's okay. It's that seat. Greg's literally done it 15 times.
We're getting old.
Take that 904. Ken calls Greg old. The way in which you got Drake May, that two teams passed on him, Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels, then you have the next season, you have Mike Vrabel out of a job when you fire Bill and you hire Mayo. Vrabel was not employed. That was the year that he had come to the Gillette Stadium for his red jacket and pissed off Amy Strunk, the owner.
Amy Adams Strunk.
And Vrabel somehow doesn't get a head coaching job, is on Kevin Stefanski's staff in Ohio, where he went to Ohio State in Cleveland. And then that offseason, Robert Kraft deserves credit for firing Gerard Mayo, accepting the blame, knowing it didn't work. I know he did that with Vrabel in his back pocket. And then you bring in Vrabel, and it's He's not replacing Belichick. Drake May was not replacing Tom. And they are both far more competent and poised than the people that you had initially do that. So you sit here today, somehow, after the worst run of five or six drafts in the history of your franchise, 9-2, with a 23-year-old quarterback, a 22-year-old left tackle, and a 21-year-old left guard, all of who could be Pro Bowlers this season. It's just unbelievable. There is no comp for it. And I said this yesterday on the Greg Hill Show, Ken. You were there last year, January 5th, a day that will live in infamy, as the company very politely gives James and I the hottest ticket around, the final game of the year in the suite at WEEI. And we're walking. By the way, carried him like a mile, brutal cold day. And it's all Bills fans. It's literally tumbleweeds and Bills fans. The stadium that day, you were there, dead as a doornail. It felt like this is what every other franchise had, and this is what we avoided the last two decades.
Not to mention Bill's final loss in the rain to the Jets or whatever that was 2 years
right.
prior to that.
Black mask on. And so you're sitting there, and Gerard Mayo is on the way out. Drake May looked like an also-ran. And you're like, holy crap, we're going to have to get into the spin cycle again. And to within 313 days from that game until now, you're 9-2, and you're the envy of the NFL. There has never been a more rapid turnaround in the history of the sport.
And it does feel like you're set up for 10, maybe not 20, but at least 10 years of success. You have the coach and the quarterback, although there have been, Jaden Daniels is one example. You saw Washington flash, and now they have regressed partly because of injuries. So maybe you're not guaranteed that. But it does feel like you have turned the corner in 5 years, and I would take those 5 years of misery. I told you this week, every time compared to what the Steelers and other franchises who have middled it have gone through, Steelers fans have just been agonized. Like for a decade, Mike Tomlin, mediocrity, make the playoffs, lose in the first round, maybe win one game, lose in the second round. It's awful. I would much rather bottom out the way New England has done, even if it was not intentional, even if they got lucky, even if there was some miraculous nature to it. And now be where you are. It is perfect.
But here's where I would disagree with that. Not only do you have to suck and not be middle of the pack, you have to be one of the three worst teams in the league.
Right.
You need to suck when the quarterbacks in that draft are elite.
It's perfect timing. It really is.
Look at all the drafts surrounding that.
Right.
You have the first pick. You have Trevor Lawrence. Everybody's no doubter. Justin Herbert. Everybody's favorite guy. Cam Ward this past offseason. Dud after dud or good, not great. And you get into that spot, and with the third pick in the draft, you get what may be the best quarterback of his generation. That is what separates the Chiefs.
Your second swing at it, because you took Mac Jones in the Trevor Lawrence year.
Exactly.
Right.
And that was the 15th pick in the draft.
The 15th pick.
And where you sit today, you have gotten very lucky. And you chose right. You failed on giving Bill everything when Tom left. You failed when you told, Gerard Mayo it was his team. And now the only thing that stuck around that shouldn't be is Elliott Wolf. And I think that will resolve itself.
Well, I mean, if he was a part of this free agent class in any way, he deserves to stay because they have hit on everything. I mean, every pick. This will go down as one of the great free agent classes.
Envision where we were that January day in the same calendar year.
They like tanked unintentionally somehow. It was awful. It was rock bottom.
How drunk would you have had to be at that game to say, you know what? I want to re-up my season tickets.
Yeah, right. I mean, you saw
they were a punchline.
Yeah, you saw a couple flashes like Christian Gonzalez. Bill was here for that pick, and somehow they made it, and he was here. So you saw some like good signs, a little bit of good signs. And Drake May obviously was on the team last year, so people were excited about that. But what was his record at that point?
I don't know.
Struggling to win games. So,
and my favorite thing is when people correct you with an incorrect thing. The season that Mike Vrabel came here, he was given the red jacket during his bye week. His owner hated it. He was fired at the conclusion of that season. Then the season that Gerard Mayo was hired, Mike Vrabel was on the staff of Kevin Stefanski. It's not that hard to understand.
Well, here they are, one way or the other, 9-2, whether it's a miracle or just a pleasant surprise. They have won 8 in a row. They won 2 games since we last spoke, Curtis. one that I almost like forgot all the details. I had to go and refresh my memory. Was a win over Tampa. You go down and beat Baker Mayfield and Todd Bowles on the road last week. Nance and Romo on the call. Tough environment, weather game. At least you know there's some rain in there and there's some humidity. You take a lead, but the defense had to come up big three times, if I'm not mistaken, down the stretch to stop one of the better quarterbacks, if not one of the elite quarterbacks in the league. Even though you did rip off some big plays, you took a lead, and Henderson eventually took the long touchdown run. Like, your defense was on the spot, and they came through three times and delivered. And then they've avoided the trap game multiple times. Thursday's win over the Jets was not, like, exceptional, but there were moments in there which I think have made believers out of the fan base. Like that Drake drive in the third quarter, just watching him sort of come into his own in terms of freewheeling and MVP-type plays, for lack of a better phrase. It's a pretty big week for the franchise. You've proved it in a big way on the road against a great team, and then on a short week at home in front of the home fans against an awful team, but with visual spectacular nature surrounding it.
But I think that we have been desensitized already to how impressive wins like that this past Thursday night are in today's NFL. That last year, we got all horned up over Drake May tying the game or having the chance to win the game in regulation with a buzzer-beating touchdown pass to Ramondre Stevenson. And that game that they lost to an inferior team. Think about the Colts game last year where the Colts had that 20-plus play drive to win the game. You couldn't stop them at all. Right. The entirety of the drive, and you lose
right.
the game.
Right.
You have a head coach last year saying that we're going to stop the run, we're going to run the ball, we're going to be smart, we're going to burn cash, we're going to do all these things. It was you were not only bad, you were an embarrassment. Bill Belichick was mocking you with Matt Patricia on a podcast right. when you said that your team was soft.
Yep.
You had players in open rebellion in London. Like, all of this was literally a year ago. And you're sitting here today, the toast of the NFL world.
It's almost too soon. Doesn't it feel like they don't deserve it this soon?
It's
way ahead of schedule. I think it's taken the city and the region by surprise a little bit. And yet, here you are. You have better than a 50-50 chance to get the one seed, right? At this point, what are the odds of that? David, look that up. What are the current Patriots odds to get the number one seed in the AFC?
And not only, I you know, my picks are off this year. So, but tomorrow, if the NFL allows the Chiefs to lose to the Broncos.
They won't.
Which, right, there's no way you envision the Chiefs losing that game.
No.
Coming off a bye.
Now, would I give 3.5? I don't know. That's a tough bet.
They're only favored by 3.5?
I think that's what it opened as.
Odds are plus 210 to get the one seed.
Plus 210.
2-1. Wow, I'd put some shekels on that.
Okay.
But the AFC is so down.
It is.
You're peaking as these teams are reeling.
The Bills just lost to Miami. The last, if you haven't forgotten that.
Not just lost, 30-13.
Right, embarrassed.
The worst divisional loss of Josh Allen's career.
What do you make of it all? Just process it for us on this weekend. And I think better than, you know, miracle, just specifically, what are you kind of blown away by? Give me specifics about this Pats team. What has surprised you? What has pleasantly surprised you? What are the things that you just never expected to happen? 617-779-7937. And maybe there are things on the other side, Curtis, we could get to them, that you're still concerned about. Like, the AFC is down, but the Ravens have won 3 in a row, right? Lamar is back. You had Fields run on you some Thursday. If that's Lamar Jackson's Ravens, do you lose a game like that? We're going to find out here in a couple weeks. There are some areas of concern, but by and large, it's hard to be negative in any way when you're on an 8-game heater.
The only thing that I have criticized the organization for is their approach at the deadline, and that is something that could rear its head. And sure. Greg has said at length, you know, he's questioned the audience and in all of us on the Greg Hill Show about do we shift our expectations of the season now that they are where they are, and. The only way that occurs is if they really just fall flat on their face. If they lose 4 of the 6 games and they get blown out in the playoffs and, you know, it's really ugly and all that. But it truly is unfathomable that they find themselves where they are right now. And it's not been like a Herschel Walker trade. There wasn't some singular moment other than drafting Drake May because he was sitting there in the third pick. This team, like Kayshon Boutte last year was a joke.
Now the whole receiving core was a joke.
But like these guys were, I know I said it, but I don't know of a better word. They were in open rebellion. They were in London mocking people. They had to be, like, you know, publicly chided to get them back on the field.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It is crazy. And good times are back. And you get the Bruins and the Canadiens on a Saturday night, hockey night in Canada. So you got a hockey rivalry back. So it's all coming together, Curtis.
Right. And YouTube and ESPN finally mending fences.
It is Ken and Curtis. We're on until 11 today. We are also on Twitch, Against All Odds. And the crawl says 12 days of Chris Curtismas. The last time we were on the video format was, I think, a Jingle All the Way last year. So that's why that has not been changed. But we're just going to let it ride today.
Oh, that was a great moment when Ken and James and I took you on.
Yeah. And, you know, teamed up on me.
Yeah.
And probably that'll happen again. We'll be back at Scorpion Bar down in the Seaport on
James
January.
Gets on a mic and he just looks. He goes, can I go in your Honda?
I would let him in the Honda, not you.
I know, bad driver.
You're messy. Look at the office back there. All right, Kenny Curtis, let us know what you think about this, how you're processing this season. David Azar has what's trending, and we'll be back. I've got my top five list, my pleasantly surprised list, okay? Top five things I'm sort of borderline blown away about, Curtis. I'll give you that next.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Bruins are on the road tonight to play the Canadiens at 7 p.m. They'll look to get back in the win column after falling to the Senators on Thursday night. The Bees are 11-8 on the season so far. The Celtics are back in action tomorrow afternoon against the Clippers. Tip-off is set for 3:30. Boston College football is preparing to face Georgia Tech at 3:30 p.m. You can hear the call of the game right here on 93.7 WEEI. Coverage begins at 3 p.m. Boston College men's basketball takes on Temple at 2 p.m. today. The call of this game will be on WEEI AM 850. Boston College hockey heads to Amherst to play the Minutemen after beating them 7-3 last night. Coverage of the game begins at 6:45 on WEEI AM 850. The Bills are hosting the Buccaneers at 1 p.m. tomorrow afternoon. They'll look to bounce back after losing to the Dolphins last week. The Patriots sit atop the AFC East at 9-2 after their Thursday night win, while the Bills are in second place at 6-3. I'm David Azar. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
I got to run everything around here. Running Twitch, running traffic cams, running the station, running Curtis's life.
Yeah. Need a raise.
But We're all blessed with a Patriots season that is here currently 9-2. Football weekend upon us. Two better college games this weekend than last weekend, too. You got Oklahoma, Alabama, Texas, Georgia tonight on the FM stick, Curtis.
Oklahoma overrated.
Yeah, could be. I think they are getting 6.5 today.
Who's Notre Dame got?
Notre Dame's at Pitt.
Ooh, Narduzzi.
That's the noon game today. Iowa, USC, and TCU, BYU. So a good slate. And then tomorrow, you're free to watch whatever you'd like because Pats are off. Obviously, the Bills are in action at 1 o'clock. They host the Bucks, so that's pretty good.
Just on the Pats, though, do you think that do you think the region is now fully back? Like, they're defending the wall.
You're starting to get more signs of that. Like, the talking heads on ESPN, Fox, questioning, like Cam Newton yesterday calling them fool's gold. You started to hear some callers get upset about this, you know, getting defensive. So maybe not fully, but I would say 80-90% back.
I would listen to Pudge talk football before I would listen to Cam Newton. What a nice guy. Very, very kind on the phone here. Yep. But if you can't identify a middle linebacker, I don't know why I want to hear what you're going to say about a team. And it's pathetic by him, too, because Drake May grew up idolizing Cam Newton.
Right, of all his teams
first
to get behind.
Touchdown was the Superman pose in honor and respect this season to Cam Newton.
Do you think he's butthurt because it's making him look worse that his Pat's tenure here didn't
end? He owes New England a year of our life back. That was the worst I have ever seen a quarterback play. It was pathetic. Like, I don't understand his role that he's just, like, crapping on the Patriots. It's a bizarre tact to take.
I feel like he's trying to fit in Stephen A's world, and he's taking, like, radical opinions to try to be dramatic and to stick, and it's not quite landing.
But what would you say that the Patriots have accomplished at this point that is fool's gold?
Well, people will point to the schedule, so.
Okay, Bills just lost to the Dolphins. The Chiefs have lost to the, who have the Chiefs lost to this year so far? They lost to the Bills.
Lost four teams, right?
I mean, the Chiefs they lost to the Jaguars. The Chiefs lost to the Jaguars this year.
Right.
So every team in football has a bad loss. The Patriots don't.
No, I mean, yeah, they lost to.
I mean, the Patriots have two. They have not lost to a good team.
Chiefs lost to the Chargers and the Eagles to start the year. They were 0-2.
Right. Then they won three straight.
Then they lost that Jacksonville game, and then they lost to the Bills.
Right. So who have they beaten that's a good team?
They beat the Ravens, but it was the Ravens
Lamar
without
Jackson,
Lamar.
Which is basically not the same.
And they beat Detroit.
So Detroit, they have one good win.
Right. Correct.
So it's like, I mean, I don't.
They've done it before. So that the only thing you could point to there is just to say we've never seen Drake in a big-time playoff game.
But that's different. You can say, I don't believe it this yet. But to say that what they have accomplished is fool's gold is just patently inaccurate.
Right.
And so, I'd love to criticize them and point out flaws, and they certainly have a couple. But what they're doing, and I remember saying this early on when was the Bills win and then the win against the Saints and then the Panthers and all that. I was saying, what have they done to this point that has been non-replicable, something they can't replicate? Everything they've done has been basically within the confines of the offense. It hasn't been gadget plays. If you look back to the Mac rookie year, they had defensive touchdowns. Their special teams was great. They had, I remember they had like a double pass with Marcus Jones. Like they had a million things that year and they played against teams that were like the Chiefs against the Ravens with backup quarterbacks. They had Sam Ellinger with the Colts. They had the Baker Mayfield-less Browns. They had the Lions. I mean, they dominated mediocre teams and played poorly against good teams. This year is the opposite.
Right. No, the only thing in there that is a question is Drake May's improvisational performances, but it doesn't seem like that's a fluke unless he's just on an unbelievable, run here of, but it just seems like him. That's just the quarterback you got. I'll give you my list of, my top five list of pleasant surprises, but first let's go to the phones. Cape Coral and talk to Frank. Hi, Frank. What's going on?
Ken, good morning. Curtis, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Doing good. A question and a comment, if you don't mind. I apologize. I was one of the fools that called up the Greg Hill show many months ago and said the Bills would definitely clinch the division before Halloween. And to my surprise, my crappy Dolphins beat them last week. So I wish you guys, obviously, nothing but luck. But the one question, if I may have, can you give me your personal opinion? Because I'm going to be in Boston later today. my first time. Where can I go to try bar pizza? And I appreciate it, guys.
Bar pizza? Well, you don't want to go. I mean, there's a couple places in Boston, but if you want to get legit bar pizza, you should go to. My favorite is Cape Cod Cafe in Brockton. There's the place in Town Spa. Those are what I would recommend. There's Bardo's.
Then you'd like a rental car. If you're coming into like state of the city.
Yeah. In Southie, there's a place called Lombardo's that is good bar pizza. It's not like the authentic, but if you don't have a rental car, that's what I would recommend.
So here are a couple things that are just borderline shocking, I guess, but definitely didn't expect this coming into the year. All right, Curtis. So obviously Drake is one of these. You and I talked, you know, Shime was predicting 20 touchdowns. He's got 20 touchdowns now, by the way. This was Shime's preseason prediction of Drake. What has, like, surprised you most about him? I guess it's...
the offensive line.
Well, I'm just talking about Drake's game in particular. Like, you mean, like, just you're surprised that he's been protected as well as he had?
I didn't think... So, the pass that changed everything for me this year was the 3rd and 3 in the third quarter. They're trailing against the Dolphins. They're potentially going to 0-2. And that pass he had to Ramondre Stevenson on the gotta have it right in stride, hits his hands right away. I said, I didn't know he had that touch and that arm strength in the same throw. And for me, he's just been better than anybody could have possibly imagined. I mean, he's legitimately the favorite today to be the MVP of the NFL.
He's connecting on 72% completion percentage. I mean, part of Merrill Hodge's criticisms of him at North Carolina was that he was not accurate. Like, he's not going to survive in the NFL because he's not accurate enough.
And I would also add that the only person who's had a better year than Drake May is Josh McDaniels.
Yep, he's on my list too. And that's what a texter pointed out. McDaniels is a surprise for me. 978 texter was not convinced his offense worked in today's NFL. He has been great.
And I heard, did you see he had a statement saying he's not interested in any NFL job, just Wake Forest? Oh, wait, no, that was another one. Josh McDaniels, to me, if you're going to go outside of the obvious Vrabel Drake, what Josh McDaniels has done is nothing short of remarkable. And I see him. Maybe it's just wishful thinking. Maybe it's, you know, believing in too much that other owners won't give him another shot. But I see him being the offensive Dick LeBeau of this team. How many years was LeBeau the defensive coordinator for the Steelers?
I would say probably 20? In two different stints, 10, 15 maybe.
So I see that being how he, you know, rides out into the sunset, finds his way next to Dante Scarnecchia in the Patriots Hall of Fame. They win another Super Bowl. And that's how he does it. I asked this to the show yesterday. Who would you rather be today, Aaron Glenn or Josh McDaniels?
Oh, definitely Josh McDaniels.
Which job would you rather have, in other words? Maybe you don't have, you're not Aaron Glenn. You are Josh McDaniels, but would you rather be the head coach of the Jets or be where you are?
So I'd rather the Patriots because, and Kirk Herbstreit pointed this out on the Prime telecast, the quarterback, if there was a can't-miss QB coming out of college this year, maybe you would take the Jets job. But who is it? Like, all the college guys have flopped.
Right. Archie's much more Cooper than Peyton.
Well, he says he thinks Arch is going to stick around and be 2027. So then, I know the Jets have, like, 5 first-round picks over the next 2 years. They have a good chance to get him, I guess, whenever he does come out. But are you
Do you think Arch is going to take a gap year?
He'll take a gap year. Are you convinced he's going to be the guy?
No. God, no.
So, it's definitely New England. You just stay here as the coordinator. And it's not like McDaniels is not getting credit. Like, Jones calls them the McDaniels Mafia. People that support Josh and give him too much credit in his opinion. But every game they show now, McDaniels is in like the triple box. It's Vrabel, Drake, and McDaniels. So he is getting almost, not equal Vrabel credit, but definitely a sizable portion of it.
Yeah, and the other point about Vrabel coming here, the big story going into Thursday night was that the Jets really, 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 really wanted Mike Vrabel, which is kind of laughable considering he didn't have a job the season prior. However, when you see what Drake has done this year, Vrabel not getting hired, not maybe pursuing a new head coaching job in the immediate aftermath of his dismissal from the Titans, allowed him to coach in Cleveland and see these quarterbacks on teams who had head coaching jobs that would become available and say, this is what I want. Thursday Night Football on Amazon in the post game, Mike Vrabel sat on the dais next to Drake May.
Yeah.
And he said that, you know, he's a big reason I'm here. And so,
and that's, I don't think he's lying about that.
Of course not. I mean, Mike Vrabel won 3 Super Bowls thanks to a great quarterback and, you know, great defense. But when I see where they are, it's the amount of good fortune that just it's just unbelievable to me that you have that many good things occur. Half are lucky, half are by design, but that you have Robert Kraft own it immediately and fire Mayo. I know it's easy today to say that that was the right decision. In the moment, a guy that you really screwed, you wouldn't disagree, right? They screwed over Jerod Mayo. And you took it, you said goodbye, and you found a guy that could lead this organization. You gave him the power to do it. And now, what jobs would you say are better today than the head coach of the Patriots in the NFL?
I mean, it's tough to find one. I guess, you know, Washington again, back to Jaden Daniels. If you think he's going to be healthy for a long time.
No. Dan Quinn, backwards hat, weird guy. I mean, jobs that you would take over this, maybe the Chiefs. Maybe, you know, maybe you say Mahomes. Maybe you think you can turn around the Bengals, you know, their defense. But the Patriots, it's remarkable in how unremarkable it is that we're not going to turn the ball over. Outside of the first possession touchdown, they don't have a lot of penalties. So Drake had 12 sacks in two games. The last two games, he's had two. So
could be the Jets stink.
Okay.
As part of that, but
I mean,
still.
The Browns stink. Still, they sacked his ass all day.
Right, right. So,
I mean, it's just I have never been more shocked, I guess, and my comparison this week was the 2013 Sox, where there was literally no expectation. You're entering a year where you would come off the Bobby V disaster. You have John Farrell, a guy that at the time we thought brought some legitimacy to the manager's room. Mm-hmm. And thanks to...
What did Cam think of that team?
Fool's gold. that offseason, you bring in guys like David Ross, Mike Napoli, Shane Victorino, Koji Uehara, guys that were not big, flashy names, but guys that fit into the club, and you rode the wave of the emotional response of the marathon bombing attacks, and you win a World Series. Not since that has there been anything more surprising.
Well, speaking of the free agent class, I just have to mention that is on my list of things that are... You have to be surprised it's been this good. Can I just rip through this list real quick? Harold Landry has been okay, right? He hasn't been, like, dominant. But at least he and Chaisson, who were both signings, give you respectability on the line. That plus Milton Williams, like, you rebuilt the whole front four, basically. And there, would you put them in early 2000s Pats conversation? Like, I know Richard Seymour is a Hall of Famer, and Willie McGinnis was, like, the... You know, he may not make the Pro Football Hall of Fame, but he's viewed as the leader of that team, you know, the enforcer of that team.
So
this group is, like, they're legit good. They're not dominant per se, but then again, they're a top five scoring defense in the NFL right now.
The most impressive performance, I would say, came against Mayfield in that, you know, he's been one of the more talented quarterbacks, and they're dinged up with no Godwin, no Mike Evans. The defense is harder for me to say now. That's really from now and through the playoffs is when you're going to see the defense. Like that Patriots defense in 01 was legendary. You know, you stopped the greatest show on turf. You beat up Kurt Warner. You have Ty Law, who is one of the great cornerbacks in the history of the NFL. You had McGinnis and Seymour and Vrabel and Bruschi and Ted Johnson and all that. I would be hard-pressed. Lawyer Malloy.
Yeah, I'm not saying they're better than that team. I'm just asked, like, are they close? Like, we talked 0-1 comparisons a few weeks ago. It's like, yeah, they give you a little bit of that vibe. Like, let's say they play the Rams again, who have Puka Nacua and Davante Adams when he's healthy, plus Stafford. Is that too much for them? Like, have they gone up against a team with two elite receivers yet, where Gonzalez maybe gets one, but the other guy beats you? Maybe that's a concern?
Yeah.
That Carlton Davis isn't as good as you need him to be?
But if you look at the AFC... The Ravens don't have receivers that scare you.
Right.
The Chiefs, you know, Worthy, not exactly a guy that I would say is elite.
Tyquan
Thornton. You have, who else would be in the AFC? You have
the Colts.
The Colts, no receivers that scare you like that.
Yeah, Pittman.
As long as Christian, the most important people are obviously Drake May. Person is Drake May. But number two is Christian Gonzalez. When he gets, and he gets dinged, like he's a small guy, that's probably why he lasted as long as he did in the draft.
And Drake London got him a little bit, but even still, like you feel like he is pretty well capable of shutting anybody down.
And I think that game was an example of them playing with their food. Like I feel like there have been times where they've had a lull where they know they're better, they're up, and they kind of allow a couple sleepwalking touchdowns.
But anyway, free agent class, Landry hit, Williams big hit, Tonga hit, Robert Spillane.
Manga.
Big signing. Chaisson, big signing. Carlton Davis, okay, right?
Can you, Dave, can you go into K&C drops and get Dale Manga? It's one of my favorite drops.
Morgan Moses on the offense, hit. Mac Hollins. Do the Bills miss Mac Hollins right now?
Oh, man, that guy has turned into Jerry Rice.
Stephon Diggs and Austin Hooper.
I know. How have we got this long? I haven't mentioned Diggs.
You signed 10 players at free agency that have been, like, not only good, they've been borderline key to the, like, great.
Manga.
That was the guy. Remember when I went to the, like, Lawrence District Court? What was that?
Oh, that was with the
Ortiz
shooting, yeah.
Banana Land.
But don't you think Elliot Wolf deserves some sort of credit for this? He had to have been involved, like, tangentially in those signings.
No, I don't give him any credit.
I mean, they're not gonna fire Wolf now. That's too good. That is a...
Wait, are you giving Wolf credit for that?
You have to at least let him stay. Like, whatever he did, even if he was pushing pencils or answering phones, it worked.
I think he gets the wipes. They like.
Great. Get the wipes.
I mean,
that is an unbelievable free agent class.
It is really good. It is unbelievable.
To mention the rookies. I mean, you thought the first round pick lineman might be good, but did you really think Craig Woodson would be this good at safety, like, as your fourth pick?
Of course. I didn't think any of this. I thought they'd win 10 games because the schedule was weak, and I thought that they had a coach that was going to correct the big mistakes, because last year so many of their issues were self-inflicted. And what Vrabel's presence and what Drake May's presence has allowed them to do is that everybody is focused, see if you've heard this, just doing their job. It's complementary football.
Yeah.
And what Steph Diggs, I don't want them to get lost, by the way, speaking of fool's gold, Steph Diggs at the end of the season, hopefully it ends with a Super Bowl, is going to be looking to get a big paycheck because he's earned it. Do not. I think this is awesome. You are getting the best of Steph Diggs. One of the mistakes the Patriots made was paying Randy Moss after that unbelievable season. He's going to be 32 instead of 31.
Well, then you better draft the guy. Like, right. That better be your first-round pick.
Of course. I would say, we can try that out. But either way, this season is one of the other reasons I thought they were going to get to 10 wins is that they would get the best digs. They needed each other. You weren't going to get the number one receiver coming on the market because they didn't know what Drake May was, all that. Steph Diggs legitimized the offense, and he needed Drake May this year to get one final kick at the can contractually. And so you're entering this spot. I pride myself on having an encyclopedic knowledge of Boston sports. There is nothing I can compare this to. The 0-1 team changed the quarterback, had the greatest player in the sport, in the history of the sport, there to just not make mistakes, which is all Bledsoe did, and they rode a historic defense to a Super Bowl championship. And what this is a collection of everybody elevating their game, of a head coach understanding the messaging. When you see those Patriots videos of the post game where Mike Vrabel's just giving people high fives, dapping them up, as you do with all of us after the Greg Hill show.
Yep.
Who doesn't want to come here?
Right.
I mean, and this place was the outhouse last year. Literally. I mean, it was a laughingstock. Gerard Mayo was publicly mocked for saying the team was soft. Now that same team with a new head coach and a couple changes is one of the toughest teams in the NFL.
Well, back to your 2013 Red Sox comparison, like, that was kind of a two-year flip, right? They had unloaded Gonzalez, Crawford, Beckett, and they signed Victorino and Steven Drew, and they got the new manager in. But I don't think it happened that quick, right? Didn't Koji sign in 2012?
No, it was all the offseason.
Was it all the same offseason?
Yeah.
But he was here the year before. But either way, like...
Guys like Daniel Nava.
Yeah.
I mean, that came just out of kinda, John Lackey came out of nowhere to actually pitch well after he had the Tommy John. You know, that was Lester.
Because it's so associated with the marathon bombing, it feels different, and I don't respect Farrell as much as Vrabel. So that, I guess, is not a perfect comparison, but you're right, it is something like that.
And I also love this. Sorry, Curtis, but Diggs is in a 3-year deal. He could stay and make less. He may take less to stay with Vrabel. Never going to happen.
See what Cardi B says
about
that.
Yeah, Steph Diggs is not going to take less to stay, and he shouldn't.
Can we hear a little Cam Newton, by the way? David found some of his critiques. So this is why he's not sold. He's still concerned.
You even thought this first to say he's the best deep ball thrower in the NFL?
The numbers bear it out.
This is what I – this. Hold on. I can talk now. Stephen Anthony?
Hold on. We'll find the new cut later. So that's when he was questioning Drake, but you're right about that. Like, as far as somebody who emulates him, he was questioning whether he's the best deep ball thrower in the NFL. That was a couple weeks ago. So this is like a multi-week vendetta.
It's just bizarre.
From Cam. It is bizarre.
I mean, the people here loved, I mean, was there ever a player that played for the Patriots that did as badly as Cam Newton did and was treated as fairly by the fans?
No, I mean, I don't know why. He had like a renaissance here, a brief renaissance.
Right. Maybe Greg was pestering him at the Cafe Nero in the Seaport.
All right, here's a little bit of this week's Cam.
Listen, real quick, and I'm not denying no impact of what was done or what we've seen up until this year. All I'm saying is the way the AFC is being shifted right now, a really good veteran team will go into Foxborough. That's all I'm saying.
I agree with that.
And playing these type of teams will have you thinking that you're better than you are rather than knowing how to win versus good teams.
Okay. What in the world does that even mean?
I don't know. Well, hey, look, obviously that could the Chiefs come in here and win?
Of course.
Opposite of when Brady went to Arrowhead and beat them?
That remains
your favorite win of all time?
Just awesome. Because I knew we got to fly Rectrix.
Could be. I mean, that could happen.
That was my first meeting of Greg Hill. PJ, he was just hogging the hollandaise the whole way to Atlanta.
I told Greg I was hoping he would accidentally order some Starbucks this morning, but it hasn't happened yet.
That was a wild day. Mark James went on the air with a theory about Malcolm Butler.
Those were strange days. These are miracle days. Let us know what you think.
And not to mention Magic City, one of the great moments of my life.
That's it. Kenny Curtis until 11. Let us know what you think about the surprising Pats. 617-779-7937. It's Kenny Curtis.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Manga.
Whoa. Hot take.
That is a hot take.
Is it the Jack Adams?
Yeah.
Could you imagine? Like, Stephen A., God love him. He's been probably one or two of the most successful sports pontificators of my lifetime. So far be it for me to tell him what to do. But the way in which he builds up to say the obvious is exhausting.
Well, he could have gone Shane Steichen or Mike McDonald, I guess.
Well, no, to see, like, to think outside the box, be like, I would bring back Gerard Mayo to coach the defense.
Well, there's another surprise. They have no defensive coordinator, and they still are here at 9-2, so there are plenty of them. You can join the show, 617-779-7937. Your statement about Diggs has actually struck a little chord on the text line. Restate this for me now. So you think Diggs is one and done. You would let him go, despite the three-year deal.
Well, it's not a three-year deal. We agree, right? At the end of the season, he's going to ask to renegotiate, just like the team would do to him if he didn't live up to the expectations of the contract.
Right. So they'd have to trade him or cut him, I guess, right? If they don't, if they're not coming to an agreement.
Either they'll restructure it and extend it, or they'll trade him, or he gets whatever. There's a million things you do, but no, you do not. Steph Diggs will not take a penny less to be on the Patriots. Do you agree?
I do think he likes it here.
Okay, I'm going to ask you one more time.
Here. He would take a penny less. Well, there's no pennies anymore.
Okay, $5 million less.
No.
Okay, so if you're Steph Diggs, it would be foolish for you to do that.
He's got Cardi B bills.
You're 32. This is the last big payday that you've got coming your way, and you want to maximize that.
978 texter, why wouldn't Diggs want to stay, especially if they win a Super Bowl?
If they win a Super Bowl, even more reason he would leave. He's got the money and he can cash in because he got the ring. What are you talking about?
Let's say the Bears.
Hold on. Teams that win Super Bowls, generally speaking, have the most turnover because guys leave for more money.
And the Chiefs have had some. I didn't think Tyreek Hill should leave, but he did, and they won without him. So there are, yes, some examples. Sometimes guys stay for less.
Where?
Well, who just said they stayed with the Pats because they thought they took... Oh, Nico. Nico said he took less money to stay, or Ted Johnson, one of the guys, said he wanted to play with Brady, so he took less.
An example on a team where the quarterback is not taking less, who's the best player in the sport, it doesn't happen. And it shouldn't happen. These owners are making more money than ever. Why should the players take less?
978 texture, though, says, what if the Bears or the Browns pay Diggs a ton of money more than the Patriots? He's going to pick the Patriots, especially if they make a Super Bowl or win it.
If you win the Super Bowl, you're more likely to leave because you got the ring. Why are people
so... But he's saying, would you go to a bad franchise?
Yes.
You would go to the Jets.
If they gave him $30 more million guaranteed, of course you do.
I guess Ty Law did that, right? He took.
Why not? But so the owners can make money from now until the end of their life. The player has this finite window. Steph Diggs has done everything and more because he's a smart guy. You and I agree. He knew that he had an image problem across the league after his departure from the Bills and departure from the Houston Texans. He comes here where he's needed. He knows he's the alpha. He knows he's leading the team on and off the field. And he has reshaped his image across the league. The market that he will have, and he's not coming off of it. He signed this deal when he had a torn ACL.
But if he leaves again, he will have gone. He'll be a program jumper. He'll have gone to Houston and flamed out.
Already
he will
is.
Have come here and
Already
be a success. But then
Minnesota, Buffalo, Houston before he arrived. What are you talking about?
Well, but just paint this picture. They get to the postseason. They get close, but they don't win the Super Bowl. They're on the threshold of getting there, and he would leave again for $5 to $10 million more.
Okay, let's go back again.
And go to another franchise.
When he signed this contract, there were not many suitors. He had just been released by a team that made the playoffs. He had a torn ACL. It was questionable of whether or not he would be ready week one. Is all that true?
True.
So he signed this deal with the Patriots.
3 years, $69 million.
Okay. And that was for Cardi B. and then this season, he has overachieved. Would you agree?
He's at least met expectations, if not exceeded them.
He has exceeded my expectations, and he has far exceeded my expectations.
He certainly played much sooner than I thought he would.
And his leadership has been far better than I ever would have envisioned.
Right, right.
So he's going to enter this offseason, knock on wood, healthy, off of a full season where he helps lead a young quarterback to the promised land. His contract is going to bear no resemblance to the one he just signed.
He definitely has cause to renegotiate. Like, to your point there, he and his agent are going to go to, they'll be quick to go to Vrabel and say, look, I overperformed this, pay me this.
Right. If the Patriots wanted to get him long term, now would be the time. Would be, hey, let's cut this up. We like what you're doing. Let's get 3 more years. But if it reaches the end of the season on this deal, I would be shocked if he came back.
Now, would his leaving be, because I'm surprised Bradfo said Bregman might be gone. Like, he's 51%, Bregman's out of here. So that's a similar guy, right? Somebody who came in, was a leader, meant more than just his on-field performance. But yet he came in, and despite the Red Sox trading Devers, they might lose Bregman too a year later, which would be a more difficult departure to handle. You don't think Diggs would be that hard to replace, actually.
No. I think he's been essential for the development and growth in legitimizing Drake May and this offense. And he has been nothing but pristine as a member of this team. Going forward, I think there will be far more people that want to play with the Patriots after this season, considering the performance of Drake May.
He's got some leverage, especially after Kyle Williams and his performance Thursday night. He looked good Sunday in Tampa.
He did.
And then all of a sudden, running wrong routes, and I don't know where they'd be without Diggs.
Bethel Johnson had one catch in that ice game against the Titans in 2003. If you get one big playoff play from Kyle Williams, it's a success.
Yeah, but they need Booty back. Let's go to Jamie in Portland, Maine. What's up, Jamie?
Hey, just a quick one. Do the Patriots need a quarterback with some NFL snaps as a backup? I mean, they had Drew Bledsoe as a backup back in 2001. And it just, where are you going to get this guy? But
you mean next year, like in the offseason?
Wait, you need the Patriots that need a backup quarterback?
Well, do they need, if Drake gets hurt, what's the plan?
They're done.
They have no plan.
Yeah, just like everybody else.
That's why they should have traded Milton.
If Drake May's done, we're talking bees.
You get Dobbs.
I mean, I don't know what else
you
to tell
you. You got Tommy Cutlets.
If Mahomes goes out, the Chiefs aren't winning again.
You better win 3-0.
Like, what?
No, I don't think it's like in the offseason, should you sign a better backup quarterback? Yes, I would agree with that.
I mean, somebody it doesn't really matter.
A Joe Flacco type.
I mean, where is Brian Hoyer, the quarterback of the Cleveland
Browns?
Brian
Hoyer's still around. He's on every Tuesday here at EEI. By the way, looking forward to Monday. Coach and the quarterback. You got mic'd up Monday morning, starting off Bengals week. And then you've got May Mondays in the afternoon. Drake May, the MVP candidate, getting MVP chance every week now on in the afternoon. So this will be a fun week to just kind of revel in it. And a bunch of games this weekend just to sit back and relax. I want to ask you, let's play the long game here. Postseason is pretty much a check, right? There's no way they can't make the postseason
well,
now, right?
We sat 4 years ago at the Cisco in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and we were printing the hats for the Super Bowl.
That's true, but I still feel good about this. So Chiefs, Bills, Ravens, Broncos, Colts, like these are your pool of opponents that you're probably going to face one of them at home. Who would you most like to beat or most hate to lose to? I want to ask you that.
And I have a list. I want everybody's top 10 backup quarterbacks.
Okay, great. We'll do that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.